the art. I'll give you the secret. A lot of people won't give you the secret. Here's the secret. Eat nutritious food that soda will help you with. Time it just right. Watch the fat melt off. Never to return again. Now it's 256, got down to 193. That was like 4 years ago. I'm living proof. I'm John Hudson in Dallas, Texas. If I can do it, you can do it. Go to Soda Weight Loss. It works. SodaWeightLoss.com. SOTAweightLoss.com. It's state of the art.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that life is returning to normal, let us help you get out of your unused timeshare. For most, getting out of a timeshare that feels impossible to use is a priority. One of the biggest concerns we hear is not knowing how high your next maintenance fee may be. With the bill right around the corner, it's like rolling the dice. We will get you out of your unused timeshare quickly so you can go back to traveling where you want, when you want. For over a decade, Lone Star Transfer has been helping thousands of people just like you exit their expensive timeshare. We have an A-plus rating and hundreds of excellent reviews with the BBB. We guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For the best customer service and a free consultation, call 844-284-4860. That's 844-284-4860 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Coach Pete on his Core and Explore strategy.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call 888-702-8898 or text Vegas to 888-702-8898. We've made it easy for you. Call or text the word Vegas to 888-702-8898.
The COVID-19 pandemic is scary. It's changing the way our children are growing up. It's important to talk to our kids how they're feeling about what's going on. From toddler to high school, there are resources to help. Visit nvhealthresponse.nv.gov for more resources to help your family cope with the issues facing families amid the pandemic. Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Nevada Division of Emergency Management, and your local emergency manager's office. Aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden has signed an executive order to promote more competition in the U.S. economy. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
With the stroke of his pen, the president directed federal agencies to crack down on anti-competitive practices in sectors from agriculture to drugs.
No more tolerance for abusive actions by monopolies. No more bad mergers that lead to mass layoffs, higher prices.
The result of the executive order could help lower internet costs, allow for airline baggage fee refunds, and cut some prescription drug prices. Some business groups, though, are pushing back. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says the move smacks of a government-knows-best approach to managing the economy. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Republicans are drawing attention to rising gas prices as they focus on the midterm election. Bob Agnew reports.
Democrats have been banking on an economic recovery from the pandemic-induced recession to win points with voters. One glaring blemish is sure to be higher prices at the pump. Some are even comparing President Biden to former President Jimmy Carter, whose term in office was marked by long lines and gas shortages. Prices are up about 40% since the start of the year, and AAA predicts a rise of 10 to 20 cents more per gallon by the end of August. Bob Agnew reporting.
Crude oil was up today by $1.62 to close at $74.56 a barrel. Facing a nationwide increase in violent crime, particularly involving firearms, President Biden will convene a meeting Monday with law enforcement, local elected officials, and advocates to discuss his efforts to address gun crimes. The White House says Biden will highlight his administration's push to increase funding for local law enforcement to improve community policing practices through the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill he signed into law earlier this year. On Wall Street, the Dow by 442 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the job done, and life is good.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 304. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. A North Las Vegas kindergarten teacher and a Las Vegas high school sophomore were the big winners in the first drawing of the Vax Nevada Days raffle. Elizabeth Aldar found out she won the $250,000 cash prize at a news conference where Governor Sisolak invited some of the winners on stage. Aldar says she'll use some of the money on a honeymoon that she and her husband are yet to take. 15-year-old Kiana Butler won the largest tuition prize of the night, $50,000 toward a post-secondary education. Butler wants to be a surgeon. The raffle will award $5 million in cash and prizes to nearly 2,000 Nevada residents who have gotten at least one dose of the vaccine. Winners will be announced every Thursday through August 26th, when the winner of the $1 million grand prize will be announced. Congratulations to all the winners, and good luck next Thursday as well. The Nevada Department of Motor Vehicles will roll out a new driver's license design beginning on Monday. Modifications were made in 2014, but this is the first major overhaul since 2008. The new licenses and ID cards, in addition to a new design, will have enhanced security features and will be introduced in phases at the 18 DMV offices statewide.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Got a crash on the exit ramp, Interstate 15 southbound. That's at Craig Road. Also look for some heavy volumes on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at Eastern, and lane restrictions into and out of the Spaghetti Bowl on US 95 eastbound and 515 westbound. Only two lanes are available.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for Friday, July 9th. We are rolling through July. August is just around the corner, and that means the kids go back to school. If you were listening to Gentleman Jim Dallas do the news, you know that last night we began bribing citizens to vaccinate. We had a number of winners that were announced by the governor. Let's check in with Chris Walker. He is a director of regional communications for the Republican National Committee, and he joins us. And Chris, this is nothing new. Other states have already done this, giving away millions of dollars to people to vaccinate. What do you make of this, and is this the right way to do it?
No, obviously we shouldn't be, you know, spending a bunch of taxpayer money on something where everybody kind of knows they can get it for free already. You know, there's an obvious effort here for the Biden administration to continue to, one, kind of stoke fires of the pandemic that everyone has kind of, you know, realizes that we're kind of on the tail end of if they haven't moved on already. And secondly, the people who are vaccinated don't need to worry because they are vaccinated. So, you know, there's this kind of continued narrative that somehow if you're not vaccinated, you know, or if you are vaccinated, you still need to worry. That's the whole point of getting the vaccination. So we're seeing a lot of scare tactics from the administration. That's what they've always been doing, whether it's squandering the economic recovery or anything else. They're just obviously failing to meet the moment that they were, you know, that they told people that they were ready for.
I want to take you to the news of the day. In the news of the day, the President of the United States had a news conference at which he signed an executive order for competition, to improve competition in our workplace and in our nation. The former president, Donald J. Trump, announced a class action lawsuit against tech giants Twitter, Facebook, and Google. Both seem to be attacking the same general area, but the president went so far today trying to ban the non-compete clauses and all kinds of stuff. They want to get the government into our businesses and let the government essentially run our businesses. Is that the way to do it?
Of course not. I mean, I've never met a Democrat who is in favor of competition. That's why you see them trying to pass S1, which would be an effort to try to, you know, permanently allow them to run elections from Washington rather than states being in charge of it, where they have to compete in the marketplace of ideas. You know, they want a centrally planned, poorly run government running everything rather than business in the marketplace deciding. You know, basically, bottom line, Democrats want to make decisions for you instead of you making your own decisions. And so, you know, the idea that Democrats are anything but anti-competitive is just farcical.
Again, Chris Walker joining us, the RNC Director of Regional Communications. And I want to ask you, because here in Las Vegas, we are monitoring what is an unemployment rate of somewhere around 7.8%. A lot of people believe that the economy is coming back. We have people coming down to the Strip, coming to, you know, reopening some of the Cirque shows. Can you talk a little bit from your perspective what you're seeing in the economy, in particular latest jobs reports and things like that?
Well, I would say the unemployment rate nationally rose to 5.9%. You know, we're about to see massive amounts of inflation from the federal, you know, spending spree out of Washington being led by the Democrats. And so, you know, we obviously want the economy to recover. We want the country to be in good shape. We want businesses to return. We want Vegas to be, you know, the center of nightlife in the country. The problem is we have an administration in Washington who's trying to do things they think that are best from Washington, and that's stymieing the recovery. You know, 6% nationally, and as you said, like hovering around 77% in Nevada, is just too high for the American workers. Instead of trusting people to do the right thing, you know, obviously things like unemployment insurance ought to be canceled and to kind of allow, you know, encouraging people to get back to work. That's the way we get the economy growing and moving again, not through government stimulus, not through government spending. We need to get the economic engine of our country running, and that's the private sector and business.
And is government better equipped to tell us how to do business. Today the president was talking about competition and that we need to eliminate monopolies and we need to not just rubber stamp deals where major corporations are buying up other corporations. Do we need to be more competitive? I mean, is that the answer, or is that just kind of a thinly veiled thing of, hey, government control?
You know, I mean, I hate to say it, but I think the president's having a hard time remembering his own talking points and speech, let alone trying to tell how companies run their business. Of course, you know, someone who's running their business knows how to run their business best, not someone from Washington. So whether it's they can call it competitive all they want. The only competition they want is a one-sided mandate from Washington. We know better, and we know that that doesn't work. And that's why Republicans are fighting up and down the ballot to try to win in November, because we've got to make sure we bring sanity back to Washington.
Believe it or not, we've got primary, we've got all kinds of elections, midterm elections coming up in 22. And I want to ask you, because the Republican National Committee, and I've been an eyewitness to this, is putting millions and millions of dollars into ground game. Can you explain how that, what that looks like when the Republican National Committee essentially spends billions of dollars on all kinds of help in electing Republicans?
Absolutely. I mean, part of our program is to make sure that we have Nevadans helping Nevadans. And so whether it's communications or grassroots, the best way to encourage someone to vote for a Republican is hearing it from a neighbor or a friend or someone that they know in their community. And so we're investing in our infrastructure because we want to identify and activate people across the state of Nevada and across the country who share our Republican principles. Again, we've talked about them a little bit before, but we know they work. We've seen an exodus of people leaving from California, some going to Nevada, some going to Texas and my home state of Tennessee, because they're running away from the dastard policies of the Democrats. And so instead of actually trying to, kind of improve the situation, they're making it worse. So what we do is we want to make sure that we invest in the communities, we invest with people on the ground, we identify volunteers and staff, and work on what we believe will be the most sophisticated and just wide-reaching ground game that we've ever had in Nevada and across the country. We're doing it now because we know how important it is next year.
And Chris, just so you know, the best ground game in the world can't defeat people that want to cheat when it comes to elections. Can you talk a little bit about what the party is doing nationally and regionally here in Nevada and in the West to make sure that our elections are fair?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we're filing lawsuits in multiple states when we feel like people are, particularly when Democrats are trying to circumvent the Voting Rights Act or when they're trying to recreate rules in the middle of the game, or just flat out lying like they have in Georgia and other places, saying that common sense election integrity reform is somehow the return of Jim Crow. We know it's not true. In fact, what we found, what's so interesting is, generally speaking, Republican-led states are increasing access to the ballot, not the other way around. We've got the All-Star Game coming up next week on Tuesday. That was supposed to be in Atlanta, but because of all of the uproar from Democrats in Georgia, they moved it to Denver. Well, Colorado has more stringent election requirements than Georgia does. So it's not just kind of battling the legal front, it's battling the lying front that we're hearing and seeing from Democrats on a regular basis. They have no problem telling people flat-out falsehoods about what we're doing and how we're protecting the vote. Instead, they cry, kind of the most hyperbolic statements hoping to get attention. Well, people know full well that they're not telling the truth, and that's what we're going to hold them to account.
Again, Chris Walker joining us, Director of Regional Communications for the Republican National Committee. In our final couple of minutes, I know you travel the country. You talk to a lot of voters. You talk to a lot of politicians. You talk to a lot of independents. What are they telling you? What are the issues going to be in the midterm elections that we should be watching for?
There's not a business owner, employee in the country that's not concerned about getting people back to work. These extended unemployment benefits are really choking the growth of business because people are making more money staying at home than they are working. That's the first thing. Obviously, we've got to make sure the economy is going in the right direction. We have the right ideas on that front. The Democrats don't. secondary one that's obviously really becoming a bigger issue is the border crisis, obviously, that's of the Biden administration's own creation. They've ignored the border, and you have a humanitarian crisis at the border, and fentanyl drug deaths have increased 50% in states across the West. And on top of that, you know, what comes with that, too, is you know, along fentanyl deaths is just a massive increase in crime. You know, you have the defund the police effort from Democrats. You have an effort to, you know, kind of not prosecute criminals. And we're seeing a lot of these, you know, major cities turning into just to crime-infested areas. It's a horrible thing to watch and see. And we have to do something about that. Communities across the country are seeing firsthand the incredibly negative impacts coming of Democrat policy on defunding the police. And so I'd say those three issues are key and paramount. And, you know, obviously, again, just ensuring that Nevadans have the best possible outcome for their family on education, fighting back on this, you know, on the cancel culture that's coming into our schools and critical race theory and all these things that are seeking to divide us. We want to make sure that we're united and know that we live in the best country in the world. We need to keep our kids aware of that. So there's a lot of issues that are hitting families, pocketbooks, and just even home and people's ability to feel safe when they leave their home. So all of those are important, and we know full well how to lead on those issues.
Law and order and the immigration crisis, the Biden border crisis, those are the big two that I keep hearing about. So I know that I'm on solid ground there. Chris, thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it. Make sure you have a great weekend, and I know we'll talk with you again soon.
I enjoy it. You and your listeners have a great weekend as well.
There you go. Chris Walker, the Director of Regional Communications for the Republican National Committee. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right.
You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition of Live and Local. Don't think we have forgotten the Friday song, but I did want to thank my buddy Pat Casal for filling in, taking a rare midweek day off, and back at it. We'll be back, of course, on Monday as well. One of the things we do on this show, maybe better than any radio show in the country, and that is we celebrate what I consider to be the best day of the week. Buckle up, folks. Here we go.
Oh, man. What day is it?
Oh, yeah.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, come on. You know better. It's Friday. You don't have to ask that question. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Another thing that everybody knows is the teachers' unions are going to be the undoing of our children. I predict the next domestic battleground in our country is going to be in our schools. And it's going to be folks on our school boards, our board of trustees, as we call them. And that, to me, is going to be the telling sign. If we win the battle in our schools, our children will win. Our children will flourish. But right now, it doesn't look very good. And that is why one of the things we're going to do on this program is we're going to spend more time on the Board of Trustees. We're going to work to elect reasonable, child-friendly members of the Board of Trustees. We talk a lot about education on this show, and we're going to continue to do that. But Randy Weingarten, I don't know if you know who she is. She is the president of the American Federation of Teachers. She was on, where was she? CNN last night, selling the teaching of critical race theory, CRT, and trying to sell it to America. She didn't do a very good job of it. Listen.
I'm a high school social studies teacher. It's hard to actually fight against something that's completely not true, because then you're assuming something in evidence that's not true. So let me go through what is true, which is that for the last, I don't know, as long as I've been teaching, we teach history in a way where you take salient pieces of American history, and you look at them and you examine them to have your kids be able to know the facts and to think through what that means. So when it comes to issues of American history, we teach about the founding and how great actually break from Great Britain and have a democracy and how important the Constitution was, one of the first constitutional democracies. But it wasn't a multi-ethnic democracy. The founders basically were very focused on making sure that white men of certain ways had a vote. But this is what's great about America and what we teach in history, that the arc of the moral universe has actually bent towards justice. And that whereas the founders actually were slaveholders, we went through a civil war, we went through the 13th, 14th,